Welcome, everybody. This is Rome. We got Aaron, Jason for NFL Lines Week 15. A little different. We're recording Saturday morning. So hopefully you're not eating cereal and watching your Saturday morning cartoons. We know we ruined Aaron's schedule for today, but we're going to do some NFL Lines. I'm assuming that's what you eat on a Saturday, Aaron.
Is he what?
Cereal and watch your morning cartoons.
I haven't eaten cereal in about a year.
Really? No more?
Eggs and toast? Yes, Rome. I mean, you've been here, right? Rome. You seen the equipment, the refrigerator? You can what's in there? Eggs, butter, cheese, milk, right?
And Coors Light.
There you go.
Just all the dairy and Coors Light.
I remember I took a photo and I wanted to post it. And it just didn't. It never loaded. And I was so pissed.
Hey, don't. Hey, you didn't get consent. Don't get consent.
Generally, I do the cereal, room, but you know, I do old man cereal. You know, get a little Raisin Bran going.
I like Raisin Bran. Raisin Bran's good. I've been eating Raisin Bran my whole life.
Love Raisin Bran.
I don't. I can't do that stuff anymore. If I do have cereal, I like that. I think it's by Post. It's just all really grainy. It's like eating sandpaper, but it's delicious to me. I used to eat Honey Bunches of Oats, but that's too sweet now. I just can't do it.
I like a good Honey Bunch of Oats.
He said your daughter was eating the Fruity Pebbles over there, man. I can go for some of those right now.
Oh, dude, she got the chocolate cereal. Like, I was never allowed to have that stuff in my house. My dad was like a super health nut. I went to Aaron's. Oh, yeah, dude, I loaded up on all the sugar cereals at your house and everybody else. Yeah.
Well, the key to the Cocoa Pebbles, or if you go the Chocolate Rice Krispies, is that you know you pour it and then you get the chocolate milk at the end. So that's the highlight of that. So that's why you want that one. So you know, you get the cereal and then it's not just milk; you get chocolate milk at the end.
I haven't had chocolate milk in a long time.
Well, it's that time of year, Rome, the holiday season. You know, it's hot chocolate, but you could also, you know, get that Hershey's out and put it in some milk and have a little hot chocolate or regular chocolate milk, too.
I made some hot chocolate for my daughter a couple weeks ago, and I just couldn't drink it like that. It was just too much. Put in a little Rumpelstiltskin, and it evened everything out.
There you go.
It was too much, so he added alcohol.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, what is this? All right. So, I don't know if we have any news to cover before we kind of get started. There's a few things top of mind. I'm like half asleep. Drove up in an electrical vehicle. Actually made it this time back. It took 9 hours, though. 9 hours and some change to get back. One big charge, one small one to finish out the drive. Got back just shortly after 2. So I don't know how I feel about electrical vehicles, first of all. Second of all, we've been advertising EVs for like 10 years. We are so unprepared as a society for everyone to go to EVs. And I know they banned gasoline here in the state of California. I don't know how that's happening. We don't have enough charger stations. They don't go fast enough. Not enough power. We are completely fucked, guys. Like, it's not possible. Hybrids, probably the way to go. But EVs, I just don't see how it works, you know, right now.
I have one EV. I wanted to give it a shot. I do have an EV. So I do like it for the... I have the Mustang Mach-E.
Oh, I was going to test one this week. You like it?
Yeah, I really like it. It's a good car, but I'll say, like, I don't take it on long trips. So you doing these long runs, like, I don't go to, my parents live in Arizona. Like, I don't take it there. You know, it's good. It's good going to work, you know, and making short trips like that. You know, the charging, and if you have, we go to the destination there, like, I think it's fine. I think for California, where you're talking about us going, you know, totally electric, you know, if everyone goes electric, I think that's where
we're screwed, right?
Prepared. Well, I was like, because you're thinking about the economies of scale right now, because if everyone goes electric, then there's going to be an infrastructure that will be invested in to make sure it goes. But if we do kind of this half measures, where only like a fraction of people does electric, there's no point investing massive amounts of money in it. So it's either like we're all in or we're all out on it. It feels like we're more going to the hybrid approach, like you talk about. So, but
well, just every stop, man, 40 minutes at least, just to get a little boost. I know Tesla's charged. You can get like, you know, at least 150 miles in 20 quick minutes. I don't know how it is on the Mustang, or I think the Rivian's the same way.
Yeah, you can go to this, depending what charging station you go to. You go to a supercharged one, you can get that, or you get some crap ones. You'd be sitting there for like 3 hours waiting for it to get, you know, 50% on it or something like that. So yeah, it totally depends what you go to and what you're paying for to get it out. So that's the thing, is like, when you pay for the charge, depending on where you're at, like, are you actually saving money versus gasoline and how much electricity costs and things like that. So I don't know, but it's a good car. It goes like the torque on an electric vehicle, like just the response time to go 0 to 60, like, is pretty crazy. So
not a Kia,
not a Kia. Well, on the flip side, though, we are a show that covers a lot of Formula One, and so, you know, you do love the internal combustion engine, though, at the same time too.
People are going off that there's gonna be like more electrical in the coming years, and they're like, don't we already have an E-Series? People are so irritated on the socials about that.
It is. I think the problem, you know, we're getting into a different topic though, but like, the speed you get out of some of the electric portions of a car versus the classic internal combustion. I mean, that's why Mercedes was so was so successful for how much energy they were able to harvest inside kind of the V6 hybrid engine that they've had the last like 12 years, and really gave away to some, paved away for a bunch of their dominance. So
yeah,
but we'll see. I think the biggest thing you don't feel like when you go to like a modern like race, like people ask me when I go, like, oh, do you have to wear ear coverings or anything like that? Like, you don't hear it. Like, it's loud, but like, it's not like it, at least be back in the day, like, you hear that stuff, and there's a, like, the old like V10, V12, like Formula One engines and stuff like that. Like, it's just like, there's a feeling to it that you just don't get now, but that's also energy loss coming out of the car. So.
Nice. Yeah. Sorry to bring it off topic. It's just like driving the e-car now. And we could jump in this back into this topic later on as I drive some more. One more thing before we get into the Lions. Two more things. Joe Burrow's comments this weekend, really concerning. I'm really afraid he's going to retire. Someone pick him up, dude. Someone pick him up. Carson Palmer did the same thing. Andrew Luck, that was kind of unexpected, but I don't know if he was just like talking out of, just from the hip or whatever. But if I was a Bengals fan, I'd be really concerned about Joey Burrow right now. It sounds like he's ready to go, and he's just too good of a quarterback to let him go. Come over to the Steelers, man. We can use you. I know that's not going to happen because we're in division, but I'm already hearing lots of like interesting trade rumors going on for his potential, future landing spot. So I don't know if you guys caught that, but pretty crazy stuff.
Well, I mean, it was given off the Andrew Luck vibes, kind of where he was at. Like, it's like, you know, I keep getting hurt and coming back, and do I want to put I love playing football, but man, like, this is like so much effort going into getting back, which was kind of surprising considering like everything he put in to come back for this season, for a season that was borderline lost to begin with, you know?
Yeah. And I guess we'll save the Michigan topic for another day, because that's just I've been getting deep into that.
That's a whole segment in itself.
I could do a whole show on that. So we'll do that later. All right, NFL Lions Week 15. I believe last week we did fairly well. We've been as a group on a nice little tear the last 3 or 4 weeks after a couple disastrous ones for myself the previous 2 or 3. But first game, December 14th, Sunday. Oh, that's tomorrow. Jeez, I'm so tired. Cardinals, Texans. Texans favored by 9.5, 42.5, over under. I love this Texans team. Jason.
Yeah, it's a really big spread, and I think that's the piece given off there. But the Cardinals offense and what they're going to be able to produce against a Texans team that Rome said over a month ago, this is a Super Bowl, you know, caliber defense in the front four of this defense and where they're at. And consistently, I think, beat up with the Cardinals team. I think, is Marvin Harrison still out potentially? I know that
he's
seen
out.
Some
he
looks.
Is out.
Yeah, and so, I mean, Michael Wilson has been able to step up a little bit in their past, but you look last week against a Rams team, they only put up 17 points. Buccaneers, they only put up 17 points. Those are okay defenses, but I think not great. This will be one of those games. Aaron and I have been going with this feeling the last couple of weeks, is like, you get some of these really bad teams, how are they going to score enough points to cover? And that's where I'm at in this. So it's a big spread, but I'll take the Texans -9.5.
Nice. Aaron?
Yeah, I mean, Rome, you've been talking about the Texans all year, or really recently in the last month, about having a Super Bowl defense. What, they got the number one total yardage defense, number one scoring defense in the league. As you guys have mentioned, coming off a big win against KC on Sunday night, physical game. Got Woody Marks banged up, a couple other guys banged up. Cardinals coming in off a blowout. I'm going to go the opposite direction. I'm going to take the Cardinals here. Texas got a great defense, but they don't score a ton of points. This feels like a game that the Cardinals will be able to keep within a touchdown of me. They got McBride. They got Wilson. Pride's on the line. Usually Cardinals have responded well after getting blown out in games. Most of their losses are within 5 points. I think they keep it close enough to cover this number. I'm going to go Cardinals plus 9.5.
Yeah, I'm really this is just a season of hell for the Cardinals, but Texas have been like on a good tear here. I just lost my notes here. Give me a second real quick. This is week 15, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I'm just kind of feeling the wave here with the Texans. I think they're going to keep the momentum. I'm going to stick with the Texans on this one. They look good. It's 9.5, though.
Yes.
I'm going with the Cards. I read 5.5. My eyes are a little blurry. I'm like, 5.5? Yeah, they should be able to cover it. 9.5, I'll go with the Cards on that one. All right, next game, Raiders-Eagles. Another big spread, 11.5. Eagles favorite over the Raiders. You got to imagine that they're going to be ready to kick some ass this Sunday, Aaron.
Yeah, I mean, we got a lot of high spreads this week in games for sure. I mean, the Raiders, we talk about it week in, week out. Can they keep pace? Can they score? I know Geno Smith is out. Kenny Pickett returning to where he was last year with the Eagles. Had a couple good games when Jalen was out with a concussion. Eagles offensively are a total mess. We keep seeing it week to week. We wonder if they're going to bounce back. Luckily for them, their defense has been great, and they're going against one of the 5 worst offenses in the league. It's a high number, but Eagles at home, I think they're going to get after Pickett. Pickett, like Geno, he turns the ball over a lot. I'm going to go reluctantly with the Eagles here in minus 11.5. Don't love it, but I think that defense can cause some turnovers, give that offense some short fields, and the Eagles will be able to capitalize. So I'll go Eagles minus 11.5 here.
Jay?
Yeah, I'm going to agree with Aaron on this one too. And I think a lot of times us taking these big spreads, I'm 2 games in a row on this, taking these bigger spreads. But, you know, some of these teams at a certain point, we're getting down to backup quarterbacks and third string players and teams are getting hurt. The Eagles do need a big win right now. And these would be one of those games against our Raiders defense that's been, you know, mediocre as best. It's almost a one-man show a lot of weeks with Crosby. I think there'd be something to prove in this. And, you know, it could be hopefully more than a 2-touchdown win for the Eagles.
Yeah, it's go time, man. The temperatures are getting hot, and the Eagles, it's going to be nice and chilly there as well. It should be, right? Pretty raucous crowd. I'm going to go with the Eagles. Don't like the big spread because Raiders are notorious for popping out for games like this every once in a while. I feel like they're kind of due, but I really have no reason to actually pick them this week to kind of pop out like they've done in years past. Eagles 11.5. Next one, Jets and Jags. Another big spread. Jags by 13.5. This one seems really, really high, especially for a Jets team that's been showing up for the second half of the year. Jason.
Yeah, that was the biggest thing. But I think going into this one right now, I think you got Justin Fields out, Tyrod Taylor also out, I believe. So I don't need Aaron. Who is the starting quarterback for the Jets this week?
Brady Cook. Brady Cook is a starting quarterback, rookie out of Missouri.
So I think that's where you're seeing probably a ton in this spread right now. I'll be honest, I don't love it either, Rome. I was like, but like you're telling me you're starting a third string quarterback against a team that's like angling to win a division, stuff like that. It's a bad decision, but I'm going to take the Jags minus 13.5.
All right, Aaron.
I've gone back and forth in this game. It feels like the Jaguars should be able to dominate. That defense is good. The run game. I don't know what you're going to get from Cook. I mean, he hasn't played a snap all season. Obviously, the Jets aren't great there. Breece Hall is good to go. 13.5 is a large number, but we've seen the Jaguars, what they did last week to the Colts, with really kind of the same situation. First-time quarterback going in. Jets probably cover this game, but I'm going to take the Jaguars here at 13.5. I just think it's a safer bet. Wouldn't be one of my plays on the big board, but it's a safer play. That's what I'll go with. But I wouldn't be surprised if the Jets backdoor this game and only lose by 10.
So you got Jags as well?
Yeah, I'll take the Jags.
I'm really reluctant on this one as well. You're right, though. They did beat the shit out of the Colts, and the Colts are a hell of a lot better team than the Jets. I don't like this at all, but I'll go with the Jags for now. Sunday morning, I might be feeling the Jets with the points, but we'll see what the news comes out. Browns, Bears, 7.5. Aaron, you go first on this one.
Yeah, large number. I believe Jason might know the weather. I think it's going to be the coldest game Caleb Williams ever played. What, 2 degrees? I think the weather is going to be out there in Chicago, man. I feel like, with the wind chill.
This is going to be one of the coldest games, I think, in Bears history.
Yeah, so it's going to be a cold game. You know, we've watched the Browns the last couple weeks. They've, you know, Shador's looked better. Defensively, they struggle. I think this comes down to its game that who can control and run the ball. I have faith in the Bears. It's a large number. But I think Shador is going to turn the ball over a lot. Caleb, one thing that's great about him, he doesn't. Run game, not turning the ball over. I'm going to take the Bears here -7.5. I think the Browns last week got torched in the run game against a bad Titans team. Now it gets a better team on the road. I feel like the Bears are the play here, so I'm going to take the Bears -7.5.
Nice. Jason?
Yeah. Well, you know where I was going on this one. Yeah, I think the Bears as well. Browns, I think, have 4 out of their 5 starting offensive linemen potentially out for this game. I think their 2 top running backs are out for this game.
The tight end is out as well.
One of the tight ends out in this game. And so the help Shador is not going to be great. And where this Bears team thrives and where they win games is off of turnovers. So you're not giving Shador any help. They're probably going to send a lot at him. It's going to be cold weather. I think the Bears stick to the running game on their end to be able to score points. So I'll take the Bears as well.
Nice. I'm going to go opposite just because I think Browns are going to want to kind of get revenge for like some poor play calling and some of the poor play that they had in the first half. They're a really good cold weather team anyways. I don't know how Shador would do, but if he can minimize it, like he's going to have like at least 1 or 2 throws that are pretty bad, but he can make shit happen. And he's still kind of like an unknown commodity. I'm going to go with the Browns with the points on this. I think their defense is going to give the Bears a lot of fits, and we'll see how it goes. It's going to be all about the running game, so whoever establishes that is going to win this one. Bills, Pats, a pick 'em. So whoever wants to go first on this one?
Oh, Rome's just over it. He's not assigning who goes first. He's just like, whoever, just throw one of you guys just talk at this
point.
Well,
it's point. A pick 'em, so it's like, all right.
Yeah, we can't win in this one either way, so.
Can't win, so it's pick 'em. I mean, this is a big game.
It could be a tie in overtime, Rome. We've seen it one this year. That would he win.
It seems more likely we'll get more ties, seeing that too, with the current rules right now too. Like,
yeah,
just, there's only enough time for 2 drives. If they both score a touchdown, it's going to be a tie. I mean, is this game of the week? I think it probably is. It's definitely the closest spread. I think this game probably. I don't know if it means the most because we're getting down to the thing, but when you're talking for the Bills, I think this game means a ton because, you know, if they have any chance of getting the first round bye or even home field in the AFC, they got to win this game. And, you know, Josh Allen and James Cook. I mean, this is really, it's almost a 2-man show with Buffalo on offense right now. You know, they've been running the ball with Cook. And Josh Allen just doing the crazy things that he does to keep this team in the game. Aaron's called out the Bills' defense throughout the season. I still think that's a lot of question marks, but the offense still, you know, finds its moments to overshadow this. Just purely based on my projection that the Bills, you know, are going to making a Super Bowl run this year, I'm going to take the Bills.
Aaron.
Yeah, it's going to be a nasty weather game. I believe there's going to be some snow chance there. Wind gust up to like 20 miles per hour. So for me, this comes down to defense. And I don't trust Buffalo's defense. They gave up a lot of points against the Bengals. I mean, they shut down the Steelers, but the Steelers is week to week, Jekyll and Hyde. You don't know what they're going to get from them offensively.
100%.
Patriots off a bye. Like Jason just mentioned, if the Patriots win this game, they clinch the division. That's a 3-game lead with a 2-game tiebreaker over them. The division's theirs. So Buffalo is screwed either way. So you know Buffalo's going to come out hard. But I think Rome, you know, you mentioned Mike Vrabel, maybe the coach of the year, given what he's done there, taking this team. They spent $300 million in the offseason to upgrade this defense, offensive line, run game. I don't know why the Patriots aren't favored by at least 2 or 3. I think the line's mistaken. I like the Pats here at home to sweep the Bills.
You know, it's funny. This was this line has come down a lot because it was Bills favored by 3.5 earlier in the week. So the come down to a pick 'em, really interesting. I think the Bills come out for this one. I don't trust their defense, but I do trust Josh Allen to overcome whatever's thrown his way. This guy is the best quarterback in the NFL and just makes shit happen. He's going to come for a revenge. If Bills win this one, they're still in the race for it. If Pats win, not only do they clinch it, it also keeps KC's chances alive to be in the playoffs as well as the number seven seed. Lots of stuff at stake. So, Bill, this is playoff time, man. This is playoff times already for a lot of these teams. And for playoff seeding, Bills have to come out. I'm going to pick this one, but off a bye week with a really disciplined Pats team. It's unfortunate, man. Just 4 years of misery. That's all they get. And now they're back, you know, strumming along. It's pretty tough. Pretty tough. Ravens, Bengals. Ravens here by 2.5 on the road. We talked a little bit about Joey Burrow earlier today. Jason, who you got?
Yeah, another one of those games where it's just going to mean a little bit more. The Bengals, I know we rode them off a couple weeks ago. I guess technically they're still in the playoff. They are not officially eliminated yet at 4-9, so they have something to play for. But Baltimore, a little bit more to play for. I mean, they can still win the division. They can still, you know, get in the playoffs. They've lost two straight at this point. And purely off of what you're talking about with Joe Burrow right now, like, you know, just his overall vibe right now, you know, going into this game and where this season's at, like, it's almost like, hey, just he's done at this point and we're not going to see it. So I'm going to take Lamar and the Ravens, even though just they have not looked great. But I still think there's going to be coming down to that next matchup down the stretch with the Steelers for the title. So they need to win this game. So I'll take Baltimore.
Aaron.
Yeah, it's tough to sweep a team in the division. These teams played on Thanksgiving, and that was Joe Burrow's return. Had a nice game. T. Higgins is out with a concussion, so he will not be playing this one. I agree with Jason. I think the Ravens, though they've been struggling last week, I think they figured some stuff out. 217 yards rushing. Lamar looked a little more fluent, quicker on the feet. He was running, scrambling a little bit more. We saw how the Bengals really struggled with Josh Allen and his legs. Agree. I think the Ravens, this is the hungry game. They've kind of been screwed the last 2 weeks here by officiating, likely blew the game, the opener won there on Thanksgiving when he fumbled right there going in for a touchdown. Baltimore, I think, is pissed off. Unfortunately for the Bengals, they take it out on them. I like the Ravens here, -2.5 to get in the win column.
Nice. I disagree. I have not liked the way the Ravens have looked at all. I don't think Lamar looks anywhere close to healthy. I think something else is going to come out. I think they were talking about earlier in the week, like some of the media outlets said, this is the slowest he's been in his whole career. Is this, you know, like when all of a sudden, you know, running quarterbacks just like taper off? We've seen it before where like Michael Vick was on fire. Then all of a sudden, like 2 weeks later, he's not. Hopefully not, because Lamar is really phenomenal. But Bengals, their offense, Joey Burrow, is he happy? Is he not? They're going to run up the score on this one. I'll take them with the points. I like the Bengals, and until I see something from the Ravens, there's just no way I can even pick them with this like this close of a spread. Chargers, Chiefs. Chiefs favored by 5.5 at home. Big game for them. They're still in playoff contention. Chargers, big win last week against the Eagles, but I'm still impressed how they won because they have no O-line. Everyone's hurt. Herbert has one wrist. And they just don't look very good for a hardball team. Jason, who you got?
Yeah, this one, I don't know. I'm struggling to understand this line to a point, too. I mean, it may be the injuries that you talked about, Rome, for the Chargers. It could be like the Chiefs need to win this game. I guess it's at home. But 5.5 is just a lot of the points for a Chiefs team that, I mean, if you look back at, I mean, we lost two in a row. Texans, Cowboys only got a 3-point win against the Colts. I mean, their last super impressive wins were against like bad Commander and Raiders teams. Going back, this is still a good Chargers team, regardless of the injuries, and they're finding ways to win. I just like the Chargers to keep it close. I think the Chiefs might win, but 5.5 is quite a bit for a game that's probably in a field goal for me. So I'll take the Chargers +5.5.
Aaron.
Yeah, I agree. I don't know why this line's 5.5. It feels like a line that should be 2.5, 3 points. I mean, Chargers, Rome, you mentioned their O-line's banged up, but so is the Chiefs. They're going to be about 3 starters on the offensive line as well, and we already know they can't run the ball. Chargers have stayed committed to the run game and broken off some big plays. You know, this probably has to do something with, you know, Herbert, the hand. Obviously, Spags can dial up the blitzes there with the crowd noise, and that can give the Chargers some problems. But I agree with Jason. I mean, if the Chiefs win, it's going to be close. They haven't blown anybody out. Feels like one of those games that's like 24-22. I love the Chargers this week, +5.5. I'll take them.
I'll take the Chargers with the points this week as well. Chiefs do have a few wins this year that are like more than, what, 7 or 8, right? They have like 3 or 4.
It's been a while, though.
It's been a while, yeah. But both teams look really shaky. Both teams look hurt. This is just... It's a divisional matchup, so I'll take the points. All right, last Sunday morning game, Commanders-Giants. Giants favored by 2.5. I want to say this is an ugly game, but I still like watching the Giants, you know?
There is nothing that can get you away from liking the Giants, Rome. Just nothing. It's just like this team, there's something special to you. I don't know what is it Jackson Dart? I mean, Daboll even there anymore, and you still love this team.
You know, to be fair, I did root for them a lot with Eli Manning. That might be like my unofficial third team that I kind of always want to do well.
Okay.
But yeah, they're still good. They're really good 2-what? 2-11.
11
team. Yeah, they're a really good 2-11 team. I swear
are they
to God.
2-11?
They're 2-11.
Yeah, I thought they had at least 3 wins.
This is 2-11 versus 3-10. Like this is a game for the draft right now.
Me and Aaron has been hyping them up all year round while they're stocking up the losses. But Jason, you can go ahead and go first on this one.
Yeah, well, I mean the trend. For we talk about I'm going to bring this back to my Bears, Rome. The Bears Commanders game equals death to the season. Commanders still have not won a game dating back to that Bears loss, you know, back in week whatever 5 or 6 or whatever it was. And in this game, I'm going to take your Giants, man. I mean, it's basically a pick 'em of bad teams to a degree, but they're at home. Jackson Dart, believe, is playing. I think, you know, Robinson. Was it Wandale Robinson, man? He's been having some pretty good games here and really stepping in throughout the season. I think it'd be a potential performance. You don't got Jaden playing. I'm guessing he's shut down for the season at this point. I mean,
not
Mariota
yet, but yeah.
I mean, I don't know why they would put him back out there, but I mean, they should be shutting him down. So I think this is time for the Giants to put up a win. It's one of those wins where the Giants fans will be pissed because they won and they messed up like them getting a better draft position. But yeah, I'll take your Giants, Rome.
Dude, it happens all the time, man. Remember the Italian quarterback? He got them a few wins at the end of the season. They
DeVito,
could have like
man.
Yeah, they could have had a top three pick. And
well, I mean, they still got a quarterback it looks like they like in Jackson Dart. So I agree. I'm going to go Giants. I mean, Giants, I think, show up, like Jason mentioned, win. But this could be one of those games where they don't, and they're just getting booed by the third quarter and down like 14 to a bad Commanders team that hasn't won since week 6. You know, Jaden's out. They got shut out last week. They didn't score a point. Debo's kind of got an illness, so he's questionable. Probably will play. Giants coming off a bye after getting manhandled on that Monday night against the Patriots, where the most famous field goal of the season, coup or lack of kick there. Been an embarrassment since they got rid of Brian Daboll and the defensive coordinator. I really don't even know who's on the staff anymore. They're kind of like Ole Miss. Like everybody just keeps, you know, leaving and new guys coming in. But again, I'll take the Giants here. Jackson Dart, 2 weeks to prepare. Commander's not very good defensively to begin with. I think the Giants win, but wouldn't be surprised if they lose by 10 points and get booed off the field and everybody says they suck. So we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, I got the Giants in this one. Just rooting for Dart, and I got nothing else to say. The Commanders looked really bad and let me down last week. So, all right, on to the afternoon games. Full slate of afternoon games. So we're
good afternoon games for once. We got some good afternoon games.
It's been a while. Last week was pretty. I think we had only 3 games, and that was just the Bears and Pack, I believe. Can't remember the other two. Yeah, we got some good ones. So Colts, Seahawks. 13.5. Colts. Who's playing at quarterback? Is it old man Philip Rivers?
Rivers has gotten the nod. Just solid.
Dude, I just think this is so dangerous sending out a guy. He's not old, right? He's only 44. He's only got 5 years on us. But to go not play in the NFL that long, haven't been hit. He wasn't mobile 5-6 years ago. And he's just been coaching high school football. Not a good move. I actually like Riley Leonard. I don't think he did too bad last week. Why not just put him out there for the rest of the season? They're trying to go for a Super Bowl that doesn't exist anymore. It's long gone. They've been in free for all after a couple bad losses against KC. And I can't remember who else. Aaron, who you got in this one?
Rome, you mentioned a lot of good points, but I love the Colts plus 13.5 this week. Whew. Rivers, you said, couldn't move. Great. Nothing new. Still got a live arm. Riley Leonard could come in on 3rd and short, 4th and short, run that power, quarterback draw, lead draw, which he was doing a lot for Notre Dame. Seahawks got a big game look ahead Thursday night to the Rams for the divisional lead. Colts are hungry. They're motivated. Now refocus with Rivers coming in. Shane Steichen's guy. I think this is a close game. Seahawks ultimately win, but I love the Colts getting 13.5.
Jesus, I did not expect that one. Jason.
Yeah, I'm the opposite on this. I was like, you're throwing up a prayer. 44-year-old quarterback. The Seahawks are one of the best teams in the league. Like, this is a Super Bowl contending team. I think Darnold, has been really good this year, but that's probably your biggest question mark, just dating back to last year as far as when the lights were the brightest on week 18, in that final showdown, and then how we performed against the Lions, and then the playoff game just went out in a whimper. But you're going against a Colts team that's just reeling. They're going to have to get the ball to Jonathan Taylor the entire time to be able to get something. That hasn't been successful the past couple weeks. I don't know, man. I mean, this is one of those things where I feel Aaron knows something, but I don't care. You can't pull a 44-year-old quarterback off the street, hasn't played in 4 years, coaching high school football, and put him in the game. Like, I'm with you, Rome. Like, there's a lot of sentiments out there. This is dangerous. Like, it's one thing to like a guy to be able to make all the throws and stuff, but in this moment and these guys coming at him, like to get adjusted that speed, like it's just crazy. Like, I don't know, man. The Colts, for as good as I felt about them earlier in the year, yeah, with Aaron's guy Steichen, like they had Jim Irsay's daughter taking over the team, and she's totally invested, and they make the move for Sauce Gardner. This is still the team that put like a guy on TV as head coach like halfway through the season a couple years ago too, where they just do some crazy things, in the middle of the season. So I think this is one of them. I'll take the Seahawks.
Yeah, this is a big spread. The Seahawks, though, they're really, 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 really fucking good. And the Colts are just a mess. Can the Colts, like, pull off some magic? They did this a couple years ago when they went on, like, on an end-of-the-year run. They did this with Rivers as well. That's the last time they made the playoffs, I think, when they won, like, their last, like, four, like, the last 5 or 6 games. And then they got beat. I can't remember. It was a really good playoff game, though. It's just dangerous, though. I think Seahawks are going to pound the shit out of them and just put lights out on the Colts. I'll take the points, but I'm going to be so pissed if all of a sudden Rivers just shows out. I'm not going to be upset, all right? It's just 13 points is a lot, and if they win, I'll be even more impressed. Aaron does these ballsy, like, go all in, like, definite yes picks once in a while.
I love the Colts this week, Rom. I've gotten tape on Rivers. He looks good. He looks good.
Aaron did more research on this one. I'm totally willing to take the L on this, man. If he's out grinding tape from Philip Rivers, like it's probably like
I had tape sent in from me from the sources because I had my doubts, but all indications are it's good.
Who doesn't look good when they're just wearing basketball shorts and pads?
But look, like you guys mentioned, Rivers never could move to begin with.
No.
So I mean, that's the mobility's not an issue here. The arm is still good. The Colts defensively getting to force Buckner back. I think this is going to be a tough game. Their lives are on the line. Playoffs are on the line. This will be a close game. 13.5 is disrespect.
All right. So you're taking Indy, Rum. Is that final? I'm the only one riding the Seahawks in this.
I'm taking this. I don't know, man. I'm leaning Seahawks, but I'm really nervous about this one. This makes no sense.
So you're taking Seahawks.
And look, if Rivers is bad, you can throw Riley Leonard in there. He's healthy enough to play. So we'll see.
Yeah, I'm taking
which
Seahawks
is what
right
I
now.
Don't. Which is I don't understand why Riley Leonard isn't just starting.
That tells me that Rivers they seen something and they're good enough to give him a start.
I heard his arm is still lights
his
out.
Arm is good.
She hasn't lost any power in that one.
I mean, it's all well right. rested. I mean, that's one thing.
that's a must win in the afternoon. All right, we have to speed it up. My daughter wants me to...
I still don't know who you're taking.
I said Seahawks for now.
All right, okay, give him Seahawks.
All right.
But Sunday morning, I might be tweeting about the Colts.
I'll be interested to see if that line moves about an hour or two before the game, if the sharps are on one side or the other, if it stays the same. That'll be a good indication.
Yeah. By all accounts, man, everyone else, all the experts are giving this like a 15 to 18 point spread, you know, ass beating by Seattle. So we'll see. Packers, Broncos, really, really big game for both teams, really. Pack favored by 2.5 in the Mile High City. Aaron, how's your team going to do?
Rome, I don't know why the spread's 2.5. It's shit the wrong way. I mean, Broncos should be favored here at home. Broncos are going to win outright, which will make Jason happy as they get them for that showdown next week. Give me the Broncos, Bo Nix, Sean Payton. Green Bay's not coming to the Rockies and beating them. I like Denver here at home.
Jason.
Yep, agree with Aaron on this one. The Packers are favored too, given this is in the Mile High. Broncos have found a way to win some of these games. You know, Packers still a really good team, but I think there were some things last week against the Bears that, you know, the Broncos will be able to expose as well too. So I'll take Denver.
I'm gonna go opposite. It's Toyotathon time. Love's been on fire. Yeah, it wasn't a perfect game last week, but. You know, Broncos have won a lot, I believe, like the most games besides the Bears by these 1 or 2 point, 3 point margins. They're kind of due, man. This winning streak has to come to an end, and they're facing a Packers team just starting to warm up for a potential Super Bowl run. I got the Packs by at least a field goal, so they're going to upset some guys this week. Panthers, Saints, Panthers favorite on the road. This is Jason's Panthers. Now in first place in their division. If they win, it's looking pretty good. Jason's calling it out of them, making the playoffs, and it's coming true at the end of the season. Of course, we saw a complete fucking meltdown on Thursday night. It was bad. Bucks are done. Bucks are completely done, and they're self-imploding. Their coach is getting fired possibly at the end of the year. I'm putting it out there. Anyways, Jason, who you got on this one?
I'll take Carolina, man. I mean, it's been a roller coaster season with them. They've won some games that have been that we didn't think were possible, and then in some ways that we didn't think were possible. Then they've also lost a few. But I mean, that's exactly what you're talking from a growing team. This should be a definite win for them. They got to win this if they're going to go in the playoffs. They can't, you know, let up against the Saints. It's in front of them. I guess they're pretty much in the control of their own destiny at this point right now, if they can continue to win. So a big game for Carolina. I'll take them.
Aaron, I feel like you're going to go opposite.
No, I love Carolina this week. Off a bye, division. They already lost to the Saints. So, I mean, there shouldn't be more. They can't have more motivation than that than take the first place outright.
Oh,
in the division.
Yeah.
Rome, you mentioned you think Tampa's dead. I don't know if Tampa's dead yet. They still play two of the final three games against Carolina. Things are not looking good, but I think Tampa's starting to get a little bit healthy. Todd Bowles, post-game, I think he called his team out.
He did.
Carolina should win this game. 2.5, it's a trap either way. We saw the Saints coming off a big win last week against Tampa Bay, but Carolina should win this game by at least 10. I like the Panthers big here.
It's that overconfidence, Aaron, that makes me want to swing the other way. Like, there's no definites in this league.
I'm just disappointed. Jason was still on a 7th seed stock, and they're going to get the 4th seed. He undersold us.
That is the.
Well, I mean, technically, I won't be wrong-ish because they will be the 7th best team in the NFC if they do get in. They're just
they're not even the
7th
best
seed.
Team in the NFC if they get in. But hey, we'll see.
They're not.
We'll see.
They're not. Because one of the I guess the log jam of the Bears, Packers, Lions, Niners, yeah. Like that whole thing. Like one of these teams is getting left out for one of these terrible NFC South teams.
That's true.
And they'll host a playoff game too if they get the 4 seed. Yeah. So
I'm worried about this game. I got Panthers, but the Saints have already pulled off like a couple like unpredictable victories in the past 3 or 4 weeks. Tyler Shough, pretty decent last week. K Can they do it again at home? Aaron has been picking the Saints at home all year round with the points. Surprised that's why I was kind of surprised.
Well, usually
they
get like about a touchdown at home, Rome. But if they were getting a touchdown here, I'd love the Saints.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's the biggest thing Aaron talked about. Like the spread is just so low in Carolina right now that, like, yeah, you're feeling, hey, this is just a win game. I mean, it's theoretically basically a pick 'em, but yeah. But the Saints still 1-5 at home, but against the spread, they've kept things close.
They have, yeah. So I'm hoping the Panthers show out, at least win by a field goal, get the victory. But I'm going to be keeping my eye on this game, that's for sure. We got two more afternoon games. Lions, Rams, our third game of the week, I believe, here. Rams here at home by 6, which is lots at stakes here with the Rams loss last week. Lions in desperate win mode every single week. Aaron, who you got?
Yeah, it's a big game here. I believe this is I know these teams have matched up a couple times, but they've all been in Detroit. This is the first time at SoFi. Devontae Adams, questionable, hasn't practiced all week with a hamstring, likely to play. I like the Lions here getting 6 points. Just seems like a lot of points here for a team that's desperate, that can score. We know that the Rams can give up points. We've seen that against good offensive teams. I like the Rams to win, which would be good for my Packers and Jason's Bears. But I think the Lions keep it close. This is a big game for them. I like the Lions getting 6 points here.
Jason.
Yep, Aaron's absolutely right. I do like the Rams to win in this game, but 6 points is a lot for a game that's really mean a lot. I mean, we're going to have this showdown. We'll have Bears, Niners, and then you mentioned the Broncos and Packers. There's just a lot of big games that have playoff implications for one of these teams that's going to get left out. So it's going to be competitive. The Rams D is really good, and then obviously the offense, you know, what they can do with Stafford and Nacua and some of the other weapons they got there. But I just think for the Lions, it's just games means a lot. And so that's a lot of points to be getting to take the Rams in this one.
I think this is going to be a complete shootout. 55 over under. I'm going to go the over. And this is going to be who has the least amount of turnovers in this one. I expect both quarterbacks to show out. And, you know, they have that infamous trade, switching out quarterbacks for one another. I don't know who wins. I think this is a pick 'em game. In my opinion, but I like the Lions, especially if Dan Campbell's not going for it on every fourth down. But also, he didn't go for it at all last week. I think he learned his lesson.
Yeah. He didn't do that against the Cowboys. So
he's cost them at least one game this year. So I like the Lions' chances in this one. Really good puncher's chance. I know that's not good for your guys' two teams. That's a loaded division. One of those good teams is going to miss out, but I like the Lions a lot. So I'll take them with the points as well. Last one, Titans, 49ers. Big spread here. I think tickets were dropping prices like flies last time I checked. Still haven't gone to a game this year, though, but it's here in SoFi in Santa Clara. Jason, who you got?
Yeah, I mean, I've been going with all these massive spreads, and typically we're talking about how are the Titans scoring points, but then somehow they score 31 points last week against a really good Browns defense. Didn't show up against the Jags, but hey, they were good against the Seahawks. So there's something the Titans find, I don't know, week to week. And then when you look at the Niners defense, it's been kind of the biggest question. You know, Robert Saleh's gotten them to to be very competitive, but they're still missing a bunch of big pieces. 12.5 just seems like a lot, even though I do like the Niners to win in this game. I'm going to lean, don't love it, but I'll lean Tennessee.
Aaron.
Yeah, I'm going to lean the opposite way. I'm going to go with the 49ers. Coming off a bye week here. Tennessee's got to travel already. Levi Stadium there. Yeah, they got 31 points last week, but they still had less than 300 yards of offense. Had a couple big plays Pollard did in the run game. 49ers more, you know, kind of conservative defense. They take away big plays, make you drive the ball down the field, which tends to lead to turnovers for young teams. Wouldn't be surprised if the Titans cover this game. I mean, they've done that a lot this year, but the 49ers off a bye week. Shanahan's got to get these guys going again. Full week of practice for Purdy. So I'm going to take the 49ers that are finally kind of getting healthy to cover the 12.5. So I'll go with the Niners.
This one's kind of tricky, and I'm getting word from our executive producer here that we got to speed it up. She keeps on doing this on the side of the camera, like, it's already 10 o'clock, Dad. You got to wrap it up. Yeah, Niners off of bye week. I would not – same sentiments, Aaron. I would not be surprised the Titans cover, but I think this just is screaming, like, low-key blowout here. Niners win by, like, maybe 18, 20 points. Come out on fire. Kittle, Brock Purdy. I know he still has not looked good with that turf toe. You can see some of the velocity. You know, it's obviously still missing, but before they went on the bye, it looked like he was kind of getting that back. 2 weeks on rest. Why not? They're at home, and it's really nice up here in the Bay. Really good weather. It's freezing at night, but I expect a good show out. I'll take the 49ers to the points. Don't feel confident. Last two games, Sunday night, Vikings and Cowboys. Cowboys here by 5.5 here. Sunday night game. Should be fun. Jason.
Yeah, Cowboys favored by 5.5. I don't know. It's a weird spread for me. I still don't love the Vikings overall, whatever's going on there. I mean, they looked impressive against the Commanders, I guess, and got something back with a 31-0 shutout. The Cowboys, you know, looking at their last couple weeks and kind of where they're at, like offensively, they still can find some things, but you know, how many points they're scoring. And so what was over under on this one? I mean, this
47.5.
Yeah.
I mean, this one, another one feels like it'd be a shootout the way Cowboys games are going.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm torn on this one.
Is JJ going to show up?
That's the biggest question to me, because I think Dak's going to put up some points. What can JJ do to match some of this stuff? I just don't think he will. So I'll take the Cowboys.
The disrespect for my guy out of Michigan still, even though he looks phenomenal every other week,
every fifth game.
Well, he's only been around for,
you know, Rome. Every time I've backed JJ, he's let me down, but the Cowboys defense, I mean, there's so many question marks. Are they going to show up? Are they going to be the same defense
that gave up 44
points last week?
That looked good.
It's been a rough week for Michigan. We know we'll go into that on a later show, but I think JJ just show up this week. It's the Cowboys, big game. It gets big time opponents on the spotlight. He showed up against Detroit. You know, he's going to want to show up at Jerry's World. Cowboys defensively, we know they're not great. Vikings still do have a pretty good defense. Just it hasn't been that great this year because their offense has not helped them out. I think it's a tight game. I think it's a game that the Cowboys special teams ends up winning it. You know, their kicker is one of the best in the league. I think he hits a late 55, 60-yard field goal to win it. I like the Vikings plus 5.5.
Jason, I'm so sorry, man. Did you have the Cowboys?
I reluctantly took the Cowboys because I feel like this is one of those that's going to be like, it's going to be one of those that probably you guys are going to be right, and it's going to be like a 3-point game or something like that, in the Vikings cover. But I don't know. I don't believe it.
If JJ shows up, they cover. If he doesn't, then the Cowboys win by double figures, right?
100%. Yeah, it's basically, dude, this JJ guy has been so Jekyll and Hyde, and you're right. Probably because all the Michigan games, you know, like he knows how to show up in big games. I don't know if he's built for that. I get
I don't know.
It, dude.
What is that? That is
my daughter even wrote me a sign that the clock is ticking. It's like
you got 40 seconds on the play clock.
You'll have a job when you're older, because she's definitely like on a tough time schedule. She's just like her mom. We got to be on a schedule here. I got the Vikings. Well,
you're definitely not. You're supposed to start recording like at 7 or 8 o'clock is the memo you sent us last night. You know,
dude, so. I was exhausted, man. She tried waking me up at 7:45, and it was just like,
yeah,
dude,
she wanted to get you on at 8, be done by like 9:15. So 10 o'clock, you would have the rest of your day together.
Yeah. Well, we're almost done here.
As soon as she learns to make coffee, then you're good to go, Rome. You got to teach her.
That's true. She knows how to make a good martini already.
You don't want her burning herself, but yeah, just kind of.
I do have an espresso machine. That's really easy. Just put it in the pod, plug it in. Maybe that's the way to go. We're almost done, dude. I got the Vikings, though, if JJ shows up. If not, this is an ass whooping, possibly by 10 points. Dak is having a really good year. Pickens, really good year as well. I'm not buying all the hate against him. And really curious where he signs next year. That's like the biggest thing. But
hearing franchise tag the Cowboys might give him, so.
I would. That's a really good 1-2 combo. But then look at the Bengals, you know, when they signed 2 number one wide receivers and then their quarterback's not healthy and they're just like, now he wants to retire, you know, like it's tough. All right. Last game of week 15, Dolphins, Steelers, game of the week. Not really. This is going to be an ugly fucking game. I'm not looking forward to this, but it's Monday night. And yeah, man. Steelers favored by 3.5, over under 41.5. Aaron, who you got?
Yeah, I mean, I think news broke earlier in the week that TJ Watt's going to be out with that collapsed lung that he suffered there.
Yeah, dude, that's rough.
Dolphins have been winning games, but this game is going to be freezing cold. I've seen Tua in the cold. Not very good. Steelers found some stuff offensively last week. I think it was the first time they threw the ball over 20 yards and completed a pass in like the last 2 months.
Oh, and they had like four of them, I think.
Yeah. So, and the Dolphins have been good, but we know they don't travel to the cold. It's a big game for the Steelers who got to keep winning. I'll take the Steelers -3.5. Plus, Rome, you got your daughter with you this week. That's enough convincing I need.
Jason. I was going to say, I heard Rome's daughter in the background. That's the biggest thing right there. I mean, we already know the Steelers are great when she's in town. And yes, it's the second factor, as Aaron mentioned, the cold. The Dolphins aren't great in the cold. Even though the Steelers defense without Watt, I mean, with Watt, they had a lot of questions. Without Watt, where is it at? But I think Achane is playing. I think I saw that this morning, so that could be help for the Dolphins. But yeah, I mean, Pittsburgh knows they got to win this game. Tomlin knows he's got to win this game. And I like the Steelers as well.
Yeah, I'm reluctantly going to the Steelers. If it wasn't so cold, I would take the Dolphins at the points. That hook really worries me. I think that's the worry as well with the Titans and 49ers. I got that game right there, like the 12 to 13, 14 range. So worried about that hook. But yeah, Steelers got to win. We'll see if old man Rodgers can pull out some more magic. Little founding.
It might be a good weekend for 40-plus-year-old quarterbacks, Rome.
It might be. You know, Rodgers is like another guy that's just been like hot or cold, man. He either looks really good or not. Not sure if it's just the age. Yeah, at times I'm like, dude, this is definitely like the last year. And then it's like, you know, maybe he has one more. Maybe he has one more. I don't know. But Steelers with the points, why not? The hook worries me, though. All right. How you guys feeling about this week?
I don't feel great about it, Rome, because this is that time of the year. We got injuries. We got, you know, third string quarterback starting, you know, guys off the street, out of retirement starting. You got, you know, and massive spreads could go either way. So I don't know. It'll be a lot to shake up in the playoffs if we're just not looking gambling. We're just looking over what seeding's going to be look like. It's going to be an interesting week.
Yeah.
I'll be honest, Rome. Go ahead. Go ahead, Aaron.
I was going to say, yeah, the high spreads scare me this week. I think anything under a touchdown or less, I really like, but you know, all these 13.5, 11.5, if we could split them like 2-2, 2-3, 3-2, I'd be happy that way.
Same. Yeah. It's a big spread that worried me. Jason.
I was going to say, Rome, besides the football though, that's not the biggest event of the weekend. Biggest event of the weekend is tonight.
Peacock. John Saturday. Cena's last one.
John Cena's last match tonight, Saturday night's main event, live on Peacock, the 17-time world champion versus Gunther, and what will be John Cena's final match. He is guaranteed it. He is changing it. He's not coming back.
Is that a guaranteed win, so, then?
I think it's a loss.
They're going to send him out on a loss.
That's exactly how you do it. You know, it's a wrestling tradition. When you go out,
Goldberg went out on a loss. We did see that.
You did. I mean, it's a wrestling tradition. Gunther, you go out, right? You go on your back. Yep, against Gunther.
Wow.
I put this out there. Gunther got an opportunity to be kind of like have a gimmick about retiring legends, because rumors have it next year you could have Brock Lesnar's retirement. You could have the phenomenal AJ Styles retirement and Chris Jericho potentially re-signing with WWE and on a retirement tour as well. So Gunther potentially got a whole gimmick ahead of him of just retiring our childhood.
I mean, Jericho to me is like Ric Flair. The guy never retires. He can show up in a ring anywhere, anytime.
That I agree. They're saying they want to sign him for retirement angle, but enough about Jericho. We can talk about him. But yeah, John Cena tonight, John Cena's last match. Did some cool things that Cena wanted out of this last event, where you got a lot of young guys that would be on the show against some current veterans and kind of exhibition showcase matches to really highlight like the future of the wrestling business. So I think it'll be a really good show, really good card tonight. But John Cena, man, last match. He said all of our interviews. He knows why everyone doesn't believe this is last match, but he said this is it. There won't be another one after this. He's basically retiring. He will be a WWE global ambassador. He will retire the jean shorts, the jorts, the hat, and everything, and you're probably only going to see him in $20,000 suits going forward.
I like jean shorts. I don't see what the big problem is. Like, I have like six pairs in my closet right now that I wear pretty regularly.
Hey, whatever. What always comes down to fashion. I like the jean shorts too. I don't have any because I'll be honest, the ones I had were just of a different era. They're going down to my shins.
Oh, the long ones. I have two pairs left, and I'm like, I'm not wearing this shit. I look ridiculous.
I can't wear those. I'll be on. I even got Jordan basketball shorts that are of the early 2000s that are going down that, and I have them and I wear them around the house and still can't do it. Like, it's just, it is not good anymore. But if I can find those jean shorts John Cena wears, they're about a little above the knee. I mean, okay, I could probably still rock those. I agree with you, Rome.
I'm slowly creeping into that old man, like, shorter short vibes. I'm like, why is that a thing? Like, why is, like, I don't want anything over my knees.
I guess if you finally realize, if you're going to wear shorts, you need to wear shorts. If not, just wear the jeans.
Yeah. It's so weird. Yeah, I wish I was watching this one with my nephews. The littlest guy, I think I sent you guys a video of him pulling all the John Cena stuff, man. 4 years old. This guy's like lighter than a paperclip. Really small guy for even four. But he's already gone to his first fight at school and just said, it is what it is. Like, it was something about like a wrestling thing too. Like, he made fun of John Cena and didn't even think twice about it. But put like a little smack down on the other guy at school. So like, his parents are like, I don't know what we're going to do with this guy, but this guy's like a hot temper. I wish I was watching with them though. Oh, it would be a lot of fun. So I'll probably be watching it here at the house. Make awesome. Some gingerbread houses. That'll do it then. Looking forward to the recap. Looking forward to talking about more about the Michigan stuff later on. I've been digging deep in it. It's a fascinating story and such an epic, epic meltdown for the ages. This is a 30 for 30 already. But prayers to the former Michigan coach, mental health, no joke, get better. And we got to sign off. My daughter is telling me we got to go. She even wrote a sign.
It says, I couldn't get off all that scribbly there, bro.
Yeah, it says bum on it. So, all right.
I just see ready.
I just ready saw 10. I saw. I saw it's 10 o'clock. She's giving us the countdown. We're over time. Hard network out.
We need a hard break. Hard break. Rome, since you do have your daughter, I'm assuming no record Sunday night because you have her. So we're looking at Monday night.
I'm driving an electrical car.
Tuesday then probably.
Tuesday probably.
Okay.
I have some pretty big interviews on Tuesday. I was gonna try to stay down there on Monday, but I got two jobs I'm in the final running for.
All right, we'll figure it out.
All right, man. Good luck today, guys. We'll looking forward to the next pod. So it's in the sofa. We are out. Amelia's kicking us off. Peace.